So how's it going? Because you've gone from playing to coaching. Sam Vesti was saying the other week, that's very different. Have you found it very different?
Yeah, very much so. You've just got to try and distance yourself from the players a little bit. And, you know, you're more in the coaching role and you miss the everyday kind of banter in the changing rooms. But you get that in the coach's office as well. And I suppose the worst bit is you've just got to grow up a bit and stop being a kid a bit, which can be tough. But no, it's good fun. You learn a lot. It's a great working environment here. You're learning every day, so you've got to try and make the most of it as well.
Sam Vesti was saying that you used to turn up and just train when you're a player. But when you're a coach, you've got to organise the session, post-session and all that.
Yeah, it's loads different. Yeah, you're thinking the night before about the session the next day. And once the session's finished, you're then reviewing it and then planning ahead for the day after. So, yeah, you don't just pitch up, train, have a shower and go home again. You know, you're in for a few more hours than you used to be. And there's certainly a lot more analysis and looking at computers. And then also speaking to players to get a feel how they're feeling as well.
Had you done anything like this previously, like when you were coming towards the end of your playing career, done a bit of coaching?
Yeah, when my last 2 years at London Welsh, I did the backs there, did the attack in the backs there, so I was player coach there, and certainly the last year only played a couple of games, so it was more or less coaching the whole time, and thoroughly enjoyed the experience. It was obviously a tough time for the club, but the year before, winning the championship playoff was good fun and very rewarding for all the hard work we put in throughout the season.
Yeah. I bet you don't miss training every season, do you?
I don't miss the contact sessions. I miss the attack sessions and the games when it's ball in hand and it's a bit of fun. But when it's cold and over winter and it's pretty heavy conditions, are not much fun. So that's when being a coach is a bit more enjoyable than being a player.
Tell us a bit about the academy, because the club have really invested a lot in different satellite academies and, of course, based here at Six Ways as well. How's that going?
Yeah, it seems to be going really well. There's a lot of kids that have been involved in England under 17, I think England under 18. There's four that are starting for England under 20. So we're beginning to see the rewards that the guys are putting in behind the scenes over the last 3 or 4 years. I'm lucky I've just kind of arrived this year and everything's been in place. So, you know, all the hard work seems to have been done. But the guys work extremely hard, not just here, but around the centres. And hopefully over the next 2 or 3 years, we'll continue to get a good number of players coming through.
That's the thing with young players, isn't it? You've got to have patience.
Yeah, definitely. You get a lot of kids that are very big at a young age and then stop growing and they've got to learn the rugby. And then there's other ones that are very good at rugby and need to grow and turn into athletes. So there's a good mixture there. And that's what's so good about Worcester, is they cater for all these kids. The guys that do the scouting for players at a young age have got a great eye for picking up talent. And then it's just a case of trying to nurture it as best as possible.
And we look at these lads in the England under-20s, four, as you say, started last night against Wales. We won't mention the score. But does that encourage other young players, do you think, to look at Worcester and think, oh, there's the, you know, they're doing well, these young lads, we'll go and go and try it there?
It can only be good for the good of the club in the future. Now, as you said earlier, we're beginning to get guys coming through. If a player's 50-50 over which club to come, then one sees that players get picked from what they get at Worcester and get given opportunities in the first team environment, then it's only going to encourage players to come here, which is a good thing as well. It'll keep challenging the guys locally to find the talent, but if players see these guys getting rewarded at Worcester, then hopefully it'll encourage guys to come here as well.
Yeah. What do you look for when a young lad turns up, when you first see him, he first comes into the academy? Well, obviously they've got to be able to play rugby, but a character, I imagine?
Yeah, the character's a big thing. We also look to see his work ethic. If he's a good work ethic, then that's a massive plus. And then it's his game understanding as well. And if he's got a good feel for the game, then there's two very good ingredients for the game. And from around that, we're then trying to help them as much as possible. And if they need to develop physically, we've got guys to do that. And if the guys as well develop physically and needs to improve his rugby, then he might do extra skills as well.
Yeah. Not being rude, but it must be vastly different being a young player now to when you started in the game.
It's every day you kind of think how lucky these kids are. And that's what we try and encourage the kids as well, is tell them how fortunate they have. They've got everything here and it's up to them as well. We try and give them as much help as possible, but part of their growing up is realising that they've got to take responsibility for their actions and their behaviours as well. And that's probably the biggest challenge at the moment for us.
Interesting. I was reading last week that one of the coaches at one of the other Premiership clubs who looks after the youngsters was saying not enough games now for young players. The A-League is a bit hit and miss. Do you think they're getting enough games?
I think we need to try and get more games than where we can. They're a good group, they work hard, but we don't want them being in the gym all the time. We want them playing games, especially at weekends. And I think as a player, you don't want to train all week for no reward at the weekend. So somehow we've got to get fixtures for them. Mark Hewitt, our academy manager, is looking all the time to get games and does a pretty good job. But we want to play more, and hopefully over the next 2 or 3 years that will happen, because these kids need to play rugby. That's the only way they're going to improve at the same time.
So an A-League that mirrors, really, the Premiership?
If that would be possible, that would be great. It's obviously, logistically, it's obviously very difficult, and most senior Premiership squads have not got enough players to cater for that. So it's trying to get everybody all going in the same direction to try and promote younger players would definitely be a benefit, not just the clubs, but probably English rugby in general.
Got a few lads out on loan. That doesn't good, I suppose. They're going out and they're playing competitive rugby. It's important that they win.
Yeah, that's right. The championships, you know, it's great for these guys to go out and play competitive rugby every week. You know, they go in different environments and they've got to learn to grow up a little bit as well. They've not got an arm round for them. They've got to be independent and learn about themselves and also perform. And that's a good challenge for them. And again, it's a good marker for us. If these guys go to clubs and do well, then it's a big tick in the right direction for those kids as well.